For WKMS News, I'm Chad Lampe. Good afternoon. It's 4:45. Yesterday, a peaceful protest in Murray turned violent, but not in a way that you've been hearing about from big cities. There wasn't any looting or reported property damage. Instead, passersby pepper-sprayed marchers and allegedly a person brandished a gun at the protesters. Our own Rachel Collins and Liam Niemeyer witnessed the protest and join me now to talk more about what happened last night in Murray. So, Liam, we'll start with you because you happen to live on Main Street in Murray. And the protest actually kind of moved by your house. Tell me, do you know when this all started?
I noticed the protesters coming by around, it was a little bit after 5 o'clock. They were brandishing signs with phrases such as, "I can't breathe," and also the name Breonna Taylor, which is the woman who was recently killed, shot in Louisville. You know, they also had a boombox and were, you know, chanting phrases like, you know, "Black Lives Matter," things of that nature.
So tell me a bit about how many people you think there were. Could you give me a good estimate?
Sure. It was probably at that point, it was probably a little bit over 50 people. There was a Murray police car escorting the protesters out in front of the protest at that point.
And then, Rachel, you kind of happened upon the scene a little bit after that, it seems like. And tell us where you were when you witnessed all of this and what you saw.
Well, I caught up with them when they were on 12th Street, which is the main thoroughfare in town. And there were at least 10 people laid out on the ground, pouring milk and water in their eyes. There were people off to the sides vomiting. The entire crowd was visibly upset. And what I learned once I started talking to people is that someone in a car that they were walking past rolled down his window and sprayed pepper spray at the crowd, which we learned today from the Murray Police Department hit not only the protesters, but also 5 law enforcement officers. I also learned that someone else pulled a gun on the crowd just before that.
Well, let's take a listen. One of the protesters caught this on video, which has been shared widely on social media. So, Rachel, we hear the sirens and then the crowd dispersing as soon as that pepper spray hit many people. You mentioned there were 2 men involved. Have they been arrested?
Yes, both of them were arrested, and they were both lodged in the Callaway County Jail last night. 55-year-old John Dickerson is who police say pulled the gun on protesters. And 53-year-old David Freimeyer of Paducah is who was charged with spraying the pepper spray.
And during your time trying to communicate with some of the protesters, you found some resistance and unwillingness to go on the record?
Yes. At the time, the people that I spoke with on the scene weren't willing to go on the record, although they were willing to share information with me that led us to confirmation that the protest began with the Confederate statue in the court square. Since then, we have been able to make contact with organizers and protesters who are willing to go on the record, and we have interviews scheduled.
And so after the pepper spray incident, they moved back to the court square, where they gathered around the county courthouse, which also happens to have a statue of a Confederate general, I believe it's Robert E. Lee. How did the protesters find themselves there?
The protests on Tuesday, just in general, were, you know, also sparked by an open letter published by Murray State University assistant football coach Sherman Neal. Neal, in the letter, called on Murray Mayor Bob Rogers and other local leadership to take down this Confederate memorial, which includes a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, in light of nationwide protest.
And one person you spoke with after the fact on the phone is a gentleman you've also spoken to who was at a protest in Paducah. We've also already been in a protest in Mayfield named LeVar Holt, right?
Yeah, correct.
So tell us about your most recent conversation with Mr. Holt.
Basically, to the protesters, he was, you know, telling protesters that, you know, in order to achieve their goals, in this case, to remove the Confederate memorial, that, you know, direct communication with community leaders, government was needed.
And when I finally made it to the crowd, to the protest, I heard, "Tear this thing down," but with the B word, right? "Tear this thing down. Tear this thing down." I'm like, "No, wait a minute." You know what I mean?
And so he's saying, "Tear this thing down." The crowd was saying that. And he says, "No, wait a minute." And so LeVar had scheduled to be in a meeting today, this afternoon, with Paducah City leaders to talk about some of these issues. But there's been a weird twist in this whole story, Liam, and you've learned something completely, like, it is. It's just a weird twist today. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
So, you know, in talking about, you know, LeVar Holt was saying that, you know, more conversation with community leaders was needed. And that was, you know, what was going to happen this afternoon in Paducah. He, along with other Black community leaders there, were supposed to be there for a quote unquote unity meeting. But the meeting got postponed because LeVar Holt was actually arrested on outstanding warrants. And LeVar Holt isn't his actual name. It's actually Richard Dillard. This man, Richard Dillard, he had told multiple media outlets, including WKMS, myself, that his name was LeVar Holt. So, yeah, just another interesting twist in this whole story.
Well, we'll continue to track this. Liam and Rachel, thanks for your work. And they can read all of your reporting on these protests here and in our region at WKMS.org. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.